Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
It's our drive moment for this Friday afternoon. So, the most unfair instructions and rules that you've been asked to follow ever in your life, inspired by this story. So, a landlord's handwritten instructions on how to use shower stands, tenants. So, it's a three-page handwritten instructions on how to take a shower in the Adelaide rental unit in the UK has stunned potential tenants. A member of a rental property group took to Reddit this week to share the listing for a unit near the inner western suburb of Mile End. For those who want to relocate, you might find yourself a nice apartment with interesting instructions. So the instructions were, please stand your back to tile walls, your face directly to the doors.
Imagine
so that. Water not drop to outside floor, one of the instructions said. Please close doors softly, closely when you bathe. A close-up of the shower sparked some Aussies to suggest the group between the basin and the wall was covered in black mold. The listing stated the property was available from May the 19th and would be $200 a week for a single person or $280 a week. Do you see how expensive properties you pay weekly? $280. Yeah. So there were some comments from people who obviously are on Reddit. One was saying, my prison cell was nicer. What's with the shower instructions? Far out, the mind boggles. Sad part is people are jumping on these opportunities because there is nothing else. Ludicrous, right? It's just crazy. Like,
absolutely.
And apparently this person has even installed a camera inside the apartment, which I think is illegal. You should not be doing that.
Yeah, why an ali nanny cam? Because it feels like ubakatile. It's literally nanny cam. Why ubakatile?
I can understand. I know one Khomotso, who's a colleague of mine. So when Khomotso walks out of a room, or if you're using the same car with Khomotso, when the door is closed, you feel the door has been closed. The car starts shaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why this tenant has an issue. He's asking them to close the door nicely. Because Khomotso...
Yeah,
Kwala Munyako.
But that's not...
Who leading number plate?
That's not the topic.
Go and my number plate.
Nama mirrors. Nama mirrors. Nama mirrors. Nama mirrors.
So we're asking you this question. Have you ever been given crazy instructions or manuals that seemed ridiculous to you? I can't think of any, eh?
Yeah, I can't think of any. I just know that I once visited a friend. They had a really nice carpet. And I was told to take off my shoes.
And at that time, he saw
and you can see it's a rule. Even in the house, they walk either kadi. They're either walking kadi mids or the socks sitting at the bottom of the. Yeah, so they've got those socks in the house, and whatever slippers they wear is the slippers that are inside their bedrooms to walk in the carpet. So
you know, when it comes to rules and instructions, if I book an Airbnb, I should not be told what time I'm asleep. I should not be told what time should I sleep or to put down my volume, because one angikokwamla. And if I've paid 4,500 rand a night, why am I being told what to do? Ngomsindo, please switch off all the lights. Why all these rules? Like especially when I do shows, I ask, what are the rules? So that my having the fine, we part of the match, because I know I'ma break those rules.
Heban, skum.
Skum or ringon.
So the station, we can't travel with you as a station. So you're costumal.
This is not about me.
Hey, man.
Serious. Because there's some places where they're like, no, this must happen around this time.
So you just reminded me Did a lot of gigs in the UK. And being in South Africa, I remember, even if I arrived at the hotel at 11 o'clock, they would just let me check in as long as the room was ready.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to Newcastle, I got a rude awakening because the guy who booked me, because when you land in the UK, you land around 6 a.m., 5 a.m., you have breakfast, then you go to the hotel. When you go to the hotel, they say, oh, sir, you're only allowed to book in at 2 p.m., otherwise mm-hmm. you have to pay £10. So the guy who booked me had to pay £10.
For you to check in.
For you to be able to check in.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is wrong, Glenn, because the following day, let me tell you, especially in South Africa, there is no way, my friend, if you have checked in at 2 p.m., you are lucky. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I use hotels every month.
Yeah.
If you check in at 2 p.m., you are lucky. We'll check in from 3.
Yeah, most people come late.
But they come late. All the hotel finishes late to change the rooms.
100%.
Prepare the rooms.
100%.
And then tomorrow, Baba to check out to 10 Khumutso. At 5 to 10, there's a knock at your door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you, man, Joam, no routing was 7:16. So if I check in at 4, I'm leaving at 12.
Yeah, but you can request a late checkout. You can request, because I do think they do have a system of cleaning, like Oshod. A lot of the times the delay comes with cleaning, especially if there was a person before you. Unlike if that night that room was not booked. Generally, I think they are very understanding. Especially if breakfast is done, like there's Mara under Jimbas of Jelubuti. Please request a late checkout if you can't check out at 10. And 10 is so early, guys. Whoever said when you're at a hotel, you want to wake up at 6, eat breakfast, and jump into your car?
That's why I never wake up for breakfast. I'm like, it's ridiculous. I'm going to go 8. I'm going to eat breakfast.
I'm going
to go 8. Hiya family, welcome to Drive Moment. The most unfair instructions and rules that you've been asked to follow. 20 past 4.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So Kaya family, good afternoon to you. In case you've just tuned in, we have a question for you. Have you ever been given crazy instructions or manuals that seemed ridiculous to you? We got voice notes.
Bathong a leibelona kare are how tsamaya
don't lock your room o bana di outside room ke dula go but ha ke tsamaya ke sika ka locker no nna ne ke tlhola ke locker and wait must stand and as happy why wena o rata o locker wa o phela o lockile a tsena e ke tsere tse speki because I ke rena ke tshutse le CD key ka ofela tsa room gore why I don't know are mo ha go lockile na re sa lock na ke sa inclusive sham.
Let us also remember which kuna banta ba patale same amount 4.5 per night and hoping to have a peaceful evening, probably coming back from, you know, endless meetings on the day and just hoping for a very quiet and peaceful evening and then, you know, to get some sleep. So it's not about ukuthi kukhishwe malini out here. It's about nje ukuthi sicabangelane singabantu, because obviously umsindo coming from your room may obviously disturb the person next to your room. So it's not necessarily about imali mfo. It's all about nje just ucabangelana singabantu.
Mina loving seven bakhona. We were told not to warm up animal parts, meaning tinabotaki, umkhodu, amautwana, nanani, and then also we shouldn't be warming up fish in the office because it doesn't smell good. And then also don't make microwave popcorns. So yeah, man, those are the things, those are the instructions that we had to live with. No animal parts to be warmed up in the office.
But you're at a hotel, and the rooms are so close to each other. Imagine us all where Nabo Pasan and Lapus and where
we're at 3 a.m. It's tricky. And Robes, get 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Pasan is Kuba by Sam of the Ching.
Happy birthday, Shims. Happy birthday, Shims.
So, masingena, mangabe sisiphukile sisithe the bundles. Vana masibuya sicabanga ukuthi okujivalela abantu sikubana abantu boy.
Hey, it's been courteous.
Never. I'm telling you now, it won't happen.
It's been courteous.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It won't happen. If I'm your neighbor, you must know you've got new neighbors.
So,
if I'm your neighbor, you must know you got new neighbors.
So, this lady who was complaining that her landlord gave them an instruction not to lock their rooms. How crazy is that? What if your things are stolen?
Arahuki wihai.
Maybe Kurumela in a place where maybe there's fire. Uzo kono kuvula agcimumle mina ngikhulumela uma stand
hayi mchaza awu yabakhulumela awena wena unje uyifor vaye namhlanje akaphulumnyango
no let's wait for Skumba. He's got a gig very soon and he's going to be booked into a hotel. Leave your doors open e room
yabo yeah wena usike key room
yeah
vele kube
no hotel and
if ungabangatshontshe room in yakho siwazi ukuthi uthwele ngoba siya kususpecta no khomuthi
yeah
Ahamana ne azinyoka iphysical age.
Hey, yes.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
We've got our drive moment. The most unfair instructions and rules that you've been asked to follow. Skumba doesn't follow them.
Skumba follows no rules.
We've got a caller from Binoni. Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, team. How are you?
Hey,
Rachel.
I'm good.
Awesome. Ridiculous rule that you were made to follow.
So initially, me and my husband were using his medical aid, right?
Okay.
But then we do decide to move to mine. Mm-hmm. But because I didn't sign up for mine upon appointment, that means we have to wait for that 3 months waiting period.
Got you.
So one of the terms for the waiting period is that in the event of an emergency and we need to be hospitalized, only the medical aid will cover for me and not for him. However, I'm paying premium for both him and I in that 3 months waiting period. So I just feel like that's unfair.
It's unfair, especially because he was already covered. If he was never covered, I thought if you're already covered, you don't have a waiting period. If he... that's unfair. That's unfair.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Definitely.
I'm with you completely, completely. Thank you so much for the call, Rage.
Kumutso, yes, you can check out late, ne, but in some of the hotels, they tell you, Uguti, when you request a late checkout, you can pay, you are supposed to pay so much. You see, that's where it's unfair.
Well, Ronaka, our wedding celebration, apparently one of the rules were that we were not supposed to lit the candles that were used for the deco. And we only learned about that rule because they had subtracted some money from the deposit money. And when I asked, they told me that. So some of our guests lit the candles and we had to pay for them. Mm. I thought that was ridiculous.
Mina, the instruction that I've once got, see, I'm renting a car because I'm working for myself. So the service I'm doing is 24 hours a day. 24-hour service. So I was told that I should not drive after 10, 11 at night. But, well, they needed their money in full. But I'm limited into hours. So, other things are just ridiculous.
Imagine. What's also interesting about hotels, when you require, is it an extension?
Mm-hmm. Or late checkout.
Or late checkout.
Yeah.
They will normally charge you about 100 to 200 rand per hour.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 200 rand per hour.
Like, by okay, it's a billion.
Yeah, how big is that? Yeah.
How they run? They rent the room.
But at the same time, bang charge a ganja 100 or 200 per hour. But say balang elanga, elanga budget 1.7.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, 200 per hour.
So whatever, lo funu guyanza, fana guyanza
fast.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. Because Rona Gero at 7 feet, no, it's a mile of a bosket, Lembanyana. So, more of a motore about allowing the colloids a leaking oil. So much a colloyaka leaka oil in Nagaska and I get over an outswap. Oh, I saw some Nagara, it's a leakilagar. Evan Lata are out. Colloya will leak oil somewhere. Some of the places the rules are one of the port.
Hi, yabona ngivumelana nawe Skumba Shem. Yabona le yokuthi mele ungaba ngumsindo mara ubukhile indawo wayibhatala. Why banganifaki endaweni eyi-one once? Bakubuze uma ubhukha lapho ukuthi uzoyenza umsindo or what? Banibeke endaweni eyi-one. Laba bafuna i-peace baye endaweni eyi-one. Ngoba angeke seku-vacation sihlale singarasi. Singama-girls sihambile sonke. Sihlale singarasi. Sidlala ama-games siyaphuza senzani. Abasifakeni one side. Hayi.
So mangiqala ngifika la e-Germany, I visited a friend. When I went went to the bathroom, they told me ukuthi I must pee sitting down. So apparently umthetho wakhona lana ukuthi kumele uhlale phansi mawuyindoda uchame so that you don't mess on the toilet seat. I found that very strange and I told them that there's no way as a Zulu guy from South Africa would do that.
Ridiculous rules that we need to follow is from my mother's house. Kwama mami, we don't use the toilet inside the house during the day. It's been like that for a long time, even today still like that. Only use the toilet outside. And in the house, there's no mop, Kwama mami. We kneel down when you want to clean for her, you kneel down and clean. Yes, korop. Those rules are so ridiculous. Even today, Agashinji, she's too old, she's staying alone, manjengini.
The problem that I have, Ki, when you hire these venues for your milestone celebration and you get the rule ya gore you have to leave kana kwe setseng go you have to party, so after the speech batho ba jile you kore gantlentle wela to take the photos and then that's it. They must change the rule because they must allow people to have fun. And for example, I had my 50th birthday ko the garden venue, you know, after about 10-11 since we'll push people must finish to eat their 3-course meal, and because buffets are one, they have to close at 11, the venue has to be clean up. And yo, hi, ke
Drive 959 with Glenn
Kwamotso and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.